For the first time in school history, the Lake Mills boys basketball team, they're going to play in the state semifinals coming up tonight against Grandview Christian. We're going to get a preview of that game, and we're going to recap the quarterfinal win against Danville with the head coach of the Lake Mill Bulldogs, Kyle Menke. He joins us. And Kylie, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing good. I'm sure you're doing very well. I'm sure the team is excited to get back to Des Moines and play in a state semifinal game. And before we talk about that matchup coming up tonight, let's talk about the win against Danville. And let's break it down. Again, Lake Mills, the 4 seed. Danville, the number 5 seed in the state quarterfinals. So many people have asked me the question, so what was it, really good defense? Or did one team try to take the air out of the basketball? It was 7-2 after one quarter, 11-11 at halftime. Your team eventually won. I think the final score was 38-22. Give us a recap. What happened in a very low-scoring game in that state quarterfinal?
Well, Danville does play a pretty deliberate style. They came into the game averaging, I think, 55 points per game. We did feel like they probably were going to, you know, be very patient. And but it was a case where just in the first half, neither team could really knock down shots. We had a lot of good looks that just didn't go down. And you know, one thing that was really important, we never trailed in the game. We got the lead early. I think we were up 7-0. And they did tie it up at 11 going into halftime. But, yeah, just kind of a half where both teams struggled to put the ball in the hoop. And then in the third quarter, we were able to come out with a lot more energy.
Now, one thing when you go to a bigger arena in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Center, I'm assuming – Are the hoops, and I don't know if I'm using the right word, but they're like floating hoops where you have like the seats behind the backboard. And sometimes that's tough for basketball players to make that kind of adjustment when they go from, you know, smaller gyms where you have a wall behind the hoop to more of a floating hoop out there. And I'm assuming that's the case in Des Moines.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point you make. You know, for a lot of players, that's their first time playing in an arena like that where you've got the open space behind the basket. And, you know, I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it. I mean, you know, last year in our first round game, the score was 40-40 at halftime against Montezuma. And so, you know, kind of an interesting fact is all three state tournament games we've played in the last 3 years have been tied at halftime. We were 24-24 against Wapsie Valley in 2020, 40-40 against Montezuma last year, and then 11-11 against Danville. And I think one of the biggest things for the kids, and they did a great job of really buying into this and just coming out and playing with great energy in the second half. You know, it doesn't matter. The game was tied. You know, it could have been 5-5. You know, I mean, and you just got to come out and win the second half. You know, you got to come out there and win for 16 minutes. And we did play a really good second half. We continued to defend at a high level, and we were able to really attack on the inside. Bennett Berger had a great second half, and Seth Hermanson had a great second half. He had 8 of his 10 points in the second half there. And, you know, we were able to build a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter and then stretch that out even further and end up winning by 17.
Kyle, is there a shot clock in the state of Iowa?
This is the last year that there is not a shot clock. And that was one of the things our coaching staff talked about on the way home, is that game would have been a lot different with a shot clock. Danville did have a lot of possessions where they, you know, had possession of the ball for over 35 seconds.
And, okay.
You know, they we kind of knew that coming in, that they were going to be deliberate. We were able to keep them on the perimeter. We really limited their inside game, and they did not shoot well from outside, which neither did we. But our inside game and our defense was definitely the difference in the ball game.
Kyle Menke, the head coach of the Lake Mills basketball team, the boys basketball team. They won their state quarterfinal game, getting ready for the semifinals coming up tonight at 5:30 in Des Moines. And let's talk about the opponent for tonight, Grandview Christian out of Des Moines. They're the top seed. They're unbeaten at 25-0. Your team 25-1. I'm assuming you probably stayed around to watch that game. I mean, they got all they could handle from the number 8 seed, Bellevue. They beat them in overtime. I assume you watched the game, and what kind of scouting report do you have on your opponent tonight?
Yeah, we did. We watched the entire game and of course, came back and watched the film several times getting prepared for tonight. But they're a really good team. They've got three good scoring guards that shoot the ball well, and a couple of those guys attack the basket well also. And then the unique thing for them is they have a 6'11 center inside, a shot blocker and rebounder that, just kind of primarily plays around the basket and looks to impact the game that way. He's not a shooter, not a real scorer that's going to get you with post moves or anything like that, but he finishes well around the rim and blocks a lot of shots and rebounds well. And so, we hope we picked up on some things from watching that Bellevue game. That was a game that could have gone either way. And Bellevue really, really played hard and well and had a good game plan. And we're hoping that we can come out here tonight and do a lot of the same things and execute what we want to do and hopefully come away with the win.
So, Kyle, when it comes to now being in the state semifinals, and we had this conversation that you have to win your first game to get a second at the state tournament, a win or lose, are you guaranteed another game?
No. Last year with COVID, the Iowa High School Athletic Association took out the consolation games kind of help get the schedule aligned the way they wanted to, and they did not put them back in this year. So, yep, if we were able to win tonight, we'll play for the state title on Friday, and if we don't, then that ends the season. So, no consolation games, but I tell you what, we are really excited for the opportunity to be in the Final Four here, and hopefully our kids are going to come out with a lot of energy and confidence, and we'll be able to play a really good game.
Now, Kyle, before we let you go, let's talk about the support in the city of Lake Mills. I know there's a fan bus going down to Des Moines tonight for the game. I'm assuming the town's going to be a relatively empty tonight. They're all going to be in Des Moines cheering on your team. Talk about what the atmosphere has been around school, around the town of Lake Mills. Again, the first time ever the boys basketball team in a state semifinal. Talk about the support that your squad has received.
Well, we are very fortunate to be in a town like Lake Mills where the community backs the school. I teach fifth grade, and it's the excitement in the elementary is amazing this week. And young kids are really excited to come down and see the game tonight. And we have so many good kids on our team, and good role models for younger kids to look up to. And that's something that as an elementary teacher, I tell my team that a lot, is that, kids are watching you. And kids, want to be the next Wyatt Helming and Bennett Berger and Ben Kingland. And that's a really cool thing. And then as far as our community support goes, it couldn't be better. I mean, we've had people donate money for a charter bus for our team going down and team meals and, the police department and fire department emergency personnel gave us an escort out of town today on our way down here. So it's a great community to live in, and I'm proud to be a teacher and coach in Lake Mills.
Kyle Menke, the head coach of the Lake Mills boys basketball team, with us here on Kate Radio. Again, they get ready for their state semifinal matchup coming up at 5:30 tonight. And, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Go get them, and hopefully we're having a one more conversation this week talking about the Bulldogs in the state championship. Again, thanks for the time, and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Aaron. I really appreciate it.